here you are in the house of the Lord. Amen. Obtaining his blessings. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Obtain salvation. Say that with me. Obtain salvation. Praise God. That's the most important priority that you could ever have in this lifetime. That is the most important aspect of obtaining that you could ever embark on. And thank God, it's all possible because of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. We know that the situations that exist in our world today are happening in partial fulfillment of prophecy that says this is the way it's going to be when the Lord comes. Had a great Bible study with Brother William, and we're looking at the comparisons of Noah and Lot to the days of the coming of the Lord, and they parallel so very well because of the fulfillment of Scripture. And that's why it's important for us to understand what this verse is saying. God hath not appointed us to wrath. There is a time of wrath and judgment coming upon the world, and that's what we've got to be aware of to avoid. And there is a time when the Lord is going to come, and that's what we've got to be prepared for. Amen. And obtain that salvation. Thank the Lord. He is coming back to defeat the Antichrist and to put Satan in a bottomless pit where there will be 1,000 years of peace upon the earth. Praise God. The formula for peace for 1,000 years is to get rid of Satan and let the Lord come. Amen. That's a good formula for today. Get rid of Satan, let the Lord come in your life. Amen. And there will be peace. Now, in verse 3 of this chapter, they are crying out peace and safety. But it's not a peace and safety that comes from a relationship with the Lord. They're hoping for peace and safety, but they're going about it the wrong way. The right way is to have the Lord in your life in a tremendous and powerful salvation. Thank God for the goodness of the Lord to minister in our lives. In Noah's day, destruction came by a flood. The Lord declared, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." In other words, the spirit of the Lord is not always going to move and work in a way that we felt it today. There's not always going to be that call and that pull for the Lord to draw you closer to him and for your heart to desire, "Show me deeper things, Lord. Show me greater things, Lord. Let my eyes be open to receive what you have in revelation for me." It's not always going to be that way, because God is going to withdraw his spirit and send judgment. Some who say they can't believe God would make hell haven't been reading their Bible carefully. They haven't been looking at the Scripture to understand what is said there. Matthew 25 and 41 lets us know that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Let him have it. Let him inhabit that. Let him go to that place for eternity. But you determine in your heart, you're not going to go the way of the devil and his angels. You're not going to fall for his deceit. You're not going to believe his lies. Instead, you're going to hold on to what the Scripture says. You're going to hold on to what the truth of the Word of God says. And you're going to reach out for eternal life, not eternal damnation. Amen. You're going to hold on to the blessings of the Lord. Verse 5 of that chapter says, "We are children of the day. We are children of light. We're not sleepers. We're not ones who would just lounge in sleep and continue in that drowsy and inattentive aspect of sleep, relaxing at ease, in comfort. I'm thankful that the Lord gives us rest. I'm thankful that the Lord gives us comfort. I'm thankful the Lord gives us peace. But that does not amount to a spiritual sleep where we are unaware and we're not prepared. No, I'm thankful He provides for us an awareness that helps us to be ready for His return. Amen. I'm thankful He gives His beloved sleep. I'm thankful He never sleeps nor slumbers. Amen. And we know He provides for us in a wonderful way. But oh, to be ready. Praise God. And obtain salvation and avoid the wrath that is coming upon the world. Verse 7, he deals with a drunkenness that people would endorse and feel like they have a right or even an obligation to in a party. But Jesus said, take heed to yourselves and don't let your hearts be weighed down. There's oftentimes situations that come in our lives that would weigh our hearts down. A loss, a grief, an accident, a problem, a difficulty. But the Lord is saying, no, don't let your heart be weighed down with those things. Don't let self-indulgence pull you down. Don't let drunkenness pull you down. Don't let worldly worries pull you down. But oh, continue to look for the blessing of the Lord, because we are of the day. Amen. Hallelujah. And watch and be sober, the Word of God says. Be alert and be self-controlled. Be on guard, but yet be calm. The enemy of your soul is seeking to defeat you, and be prepared for battle. And I'm thankful the Lord makes a way for us to be prepared. We don't have to rely on our own abilities, on what we're able to pull together ourselves. But the Lord says, put on the breastplate of faith and love. Thank God for the power of the Lord to bring protection in faith and love. Let there be a guard upon your spiritual organs that reach out to the Lord with faith and love that are vital to your walk with God. Put on the helmet of salvation, the hope of salvation. Don't let the devil attack your mind. Don't let the devil defeat you with doubt. Don't let the devil come with his confusion and his deceit. Thank God, the Lord gives peace. The Lord gives power. The Lord gives love. The Lord gives strength. And that's what I'm going to hold on to. Amen. Cast off the works of darkness. Cast off those works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. And let that power be demonstrated in a great way. Amen. I like what Romans 13:13 says. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Thank God for the power of God to bring strength within you that you can say no to temptation. You can say no to the world. You can say no to the flesh. You can say no to the devil and give a divine yes to God for all of the blessings that He wants to bring your way. All of the power that He wants to display on your behalf. All of the healing that He has available for you when you face sickness and disease. Thank God for the power of the Lord to bring His goodness. See, this is obtaining salvation. Obtain it. Seek it. Desire it. Reach for it. Obtain salvation. Because God's goodness and His power are wonderful. Thank you. Yes, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm thankful He forgave my yesterday. I'm thankful I don't have to drag the past around with me. I'm thankful those mistakes don't have to haunt me. He forgave my past, and He's right here with me today in the present. Hallelujah. And He will be in my tomorrow. So I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be anxious, but I know He is there forever. Hallelujah. And He desires you and me to spend that forever with Him. Forever with Him. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 1 and 10 gives that past, present, and future aspect of deliverance. Who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Praise God. He takes care of it yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I was saved. Praise God. As a young teenager, the Lord made a change in my life. I am being saved right now because of the power of God to lift me up above temptation, to lift me up above sin and problems. And I will be saved tomorrow because my Lord is there already, taking care of situations, taking care of challenges and problems and tests. Thank God, His work continues. And I want to obtain that salvation. The hope of salvation is an anchor of the soul. It's sure. It's steadfast. We lay hold upon that hope that is set before us. Amen. And thank the Lord we receive that salvation that He paid for. Praise God. We don't pay for it. He paid for it. We receive it. Praise God. The new birth that Jesus talked about, the water and the Spirit, that were the elements that brought about that new birth on the day of Pentecost when they received the Holy Ghost and they were baptized in the name of Jesus. The same water and Spirit elements that were present in Samaria in Acts chapter 8. They were all baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And thank God the apostles emphasized that point twice in verse 12 and in verse 16. Thank God they took on them that name which is above every name, the only name of salvation, the powerful name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 10, those who were not Jewish, those who did not have a heritage, they were called Gentiles. The same two elements again of the new birth were there, water and Spirit. Amen. And the divine design of God was implemented in a powerful way. So great salvation, eternal salvation, common salvation. And I love what 2 Corinthians 7:10 says. Salvation that you won't be sorry for. Salvation that you won't repent of. Salvation that you won't feel like it's not worth it. It's worthless. It doesn't matter. It doesn't help. It doesn't change. Oh, no. That's not the salvation that the Lord provided. But it's a salvation not to be repented of. I'm not going to turn around. I'm not going to go another direction. I'm not going to try to find another salvation. I'm going to obtain the salvation that the Lord has provided and know there will be blessing forever. I consider it precious. Paul wrote in his letters, and six times he mentions that word precious. He knows how valuable it is. He knows the worth of it all. He said faith is more precious than gold. He said the precious blood of Christ is what cleansed you. Jesus is the precious living stone. Jesus is the precious cornerstone. Jesus is precious to all who believe. And there are precious promises that He provides for us. Is He precious to you? Amen. Are His promises precious to you? Is that salvation precious to you? And you value it above everything else? I'm going to hold on to salvation. I'm going to hold on to that relationship with God. I'm not going to let it slip. I'm not going to let it slide. I'm going to hold on to what the Lord has provided. And the devil is not going to steal it from me. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's precious to the Lord? Well, you are. You are very precious to the Lord. That's why He'll move heaven and earth to provide for you and bless you. I like what Psalm 116, verse 15 says. Precious in the sight of the Lord. Precious in His sight is the death of His saints. Why? Is that an end? Oh, no. Not the end. It's just the beginning. It's the beginning of forever with Him. Forever with Him. That's why it's precious. That's why He looks at it as precious. Amen. We grieve. We say goodbye. Our tears flow. We have a difficult time with it. We miss the one who is passed on, but precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints, because forever together has begun. That's the point of salvation. That's why we've got to purpose in our hearts. I'm going to obtain salvation above everything else. I'm going to maintain salvation above everything else. Amen. I'm going to hold on to it. Obtaining? Oh, yeah, our world's into obtaining. Definitely. I mentioned the Olympics. Look at all of the effort that goes into just a few minutes or even a few seconds in that particular race. They're focused on obtaining a medal. They're focused on setting a new record. They're focused on all of that. And the previous 4 years or even longer, they've determined they're going to become the best at their sport. They're going to obtain. Oh, if that kind of energy, if that kind of focus, if that kind of purpose would be put towards obtaining salvation, they would have something that would go far beyond a world record, go far beyond a gold or silver or bronze medal, would go beyond the recognition that the world would give them for a few minutes, a few weeks, a few months, or a few years. But God has salvation that would matter for eternity. Now, we rejoice at the positive things of God. We rejoice at His presence and His provision and the wonderful power that He displays for deliverance. But never forget, there is a wrath to come. God's not appointed us to that wrath, but there is a wrath that is going to come. That's why in Revelation, the seals, the trumpets, the bowls, those three groups of seven describe the wrath that the Lord is going to bring upon a world that has rejected Him. 2 Thessalonians 1, 8 and 9 speaks of flaming fire, that He will take vengeance upon those who obey not the gospel. They've ignored it. They didn't take the opportunity. It was provided, it was given, it was paid for, but they don't take the opportunity to obey the gospel. Instead, flaming fire is going to come, everlasting destruction. They're taken from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of His power. But oh, what an opportunity is afforded you and I on this day, where we can be in His presence and His glorious power moves in our lives and our hearts, and we can obtain salvation. So important to obtain salvation and avoid wrath. Amen. And oh, the end of your faith, the Bible says, the end of your faith is the salvation of your souls. 1 Peter 1 and 9. We keep going to the end. He knows the end from the beginning. That's why we put our trust in Him. That's why we walk with Him. That's why we believe Him. Amen. By faith are you saved through the grace that God provides for you. It's the gift of God. Amen. The Lord provides it. He blesses. He ministers. He gives. Amen. And signs follow them that believe. The Lord would demonstrate what He would do and how He is pleased with you choosing to believe Him. These signs shall follow them that believe. Jesus said, in My name they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Have we seen that happen? Oh, yes, we've seen it happen. We know the Lord can bring about that kind of change. They shall speak with new tongues. Amen. We've seen it happen. We've experienced it happen. Amen. Thank God the things of the devil are defeated. The blessings of the Lord are received, and God's goodness continues. Keep going. Keep going. The end of your faith is to be the salvation of your souls. And thank God, obtaining that salvation, obtaining it, is what the Lord makes available for us today. And thank God, the hand of the Lord is demonstrated as far north as Kiana and Norvik, and people obtaining salvation. Praise God. They don't meet in a beautiful building like this. No, they meet in a home. And then they load everybody up on snow machines and go down the river and have church at the next town. Praise God. And then they come back in the darkness, in the cold, in the snow. And they're thrilled with God moving and working and obtaining salvation. Praise God. In Ketchikan, they go into the library. They move the tables out of the way. They put the padded chairs in place. They get everything all set, pull the screen down, get the computer ready to go. Little Aaliyah, 10-year-old, working the computer and putting the words of the songs up. Praise God. And then after that service, after that praise, after that preaching, the tables go back in place. The chairs are put in place. And they go home rejoicing in the presence of the Lord, because God wants you to obtain salvation. God wants those in Kiana and Ketchikan to obtain salvation. God wants those in Taiwan or in Africa or Australia or India to obtain salvation. Thank God, His power can cut across every geographical barrier. His power can reach into every culture. His hand can move among every language group. Thank God, He desires that everyone obtain salvation. And I'm so glad the Lord allowed me to obtain that salvation by being baptized in His precious name, by being filled with His Spirit, hallelujah, and obeying His word. Glory to God. Stand with me, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to the Lord, glory to the Lord. I challenge you to look back. If you've obtained that salvation of the Lord, I challenge you to look back right now and remember that baptism. Remember when you spoke in tongues as the Spirit of God began to fill you and you felt His power in a tremendous way. The tears may have been flowing. Your hands were probably raised in surrender and your tongue was making sounds that you had not heard before nor could understand. But it was God doing His work. It was God showing His power. It was God fulfilling His word for you to obtain salvation. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord. That's available here today. Being filled with His Spirit is being, and being renewed in His Spirit is available today. And God's goodness can be shown again and again. His healing power is here. His delivering power is here. Thank God. And we put our trust in Him. And His goodness is able to minister. Amen. Amen. We, on a Sunday afternoon, we're thinking, where am I going to go to eat? What am I going to obtain for a bite? How am I going to cook at home, or whatever it is, we've got areas, we've got situations that we look at, and we're thinking of obtaining. I'm gonna look at the ads today in the newspaper and see what I can obtain that's on sale. You know, we do all of those things, but priority number one above everything else, I want to obtain His salvation. I want to maintain that salvation. I want to keep it going. I want to keep it fresh. I want to keep it powerful. I want to keep it up to date. Praise God. And know His power to minister in our lives. So I invite you to come and pray right now. We've got some time yet. You're not going to go anywhere in a hurry right now anyway. It's snowing out there. So we might as well take some time to be in the presence of the Lord. We might as well take some time to let the Lord bring His blessing, to let the Lord provide His power. And young and old alike can obtain salvation. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Jesus, we love You. Oh, Jesus, we praise You. Jesus, we thank You. Thank You, Lord, for providing so great salvation. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord, for making available that salvation that we can obtain, that we can receive, that we can rejoice in. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we give praise to Your name, Lord. Jesus, we thank You and glorify Your holy name. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. We lift You up today, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let the Lord move in your life right now. Let the Lord touch your heart. Let the Lord fill you again with His Spirit. Hallelujah. Go ahead and talk in tongues again. Let the Holy Ghost move. Let the blessings of God come. Let His Spirit touch you and bless you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name